Jared, congratulations. The first title for Kilmac since 2010. How does that feel?
It feels great, honestly, for the club and, you know, and for the players. They're knocking on the door the last few years there, and then just after repeating there, it feels like it's two in a row from last year. So, listen, I'll take that. And I'm happy just more for the players and the town and the club and all the committee members that we were able to give them something after these couple of years, you know, of COVID and all the pandemics and then of just last year's thing. So it's nice to have a cup here today presented on the last day or near enough last day to celebrate.
Like. And you mentioned that you were keen at it the last couple of years, because you drew Castle Finn close 1 year, and then obviously last year is probably a year you debate for another day for the last season.
Well, I suppose you look at 3 years in a row.
It shows great consistency.
But those, from Castle Finn 3 years ago, we lost by a point. Last year, we all know how that went. And then this year, and you know, we lost players. You have to bring players in, you have to strengthen where you need to strengthen in different areas and stuff like that. You know, and listen, credit the boys have come in, they worked hard and they got the rewards today. So,
and you took the lead in this one. That must have like eased the pressure a wee bit.
I'll be very honest. I said the boys the first 15 minutes, I thought we were shocking. We were just kind of, we looked like we were all over the place, and we just didn't. They kind of went at us, I suppose. They kind of probably went at us the first time, and we just didn't settle a wee bit. I suppose we've been nervous, like everything, I suppose. But I felt, now, no respect to Bonnie Gabe, I felt when we got the first goal, we kind of, during half time, we were kind of felt a bit on top. And then I think the second half, we got the second, and you
hopefully hold out. The second goal kind of, that would have really settled the nerves.
I mean, I just tried to tell the boys, we're 1-0 up, we don't need to go chasing the game, but we still keep playing the way we should play and try and, you know, create stuff. Like, I wasn't going to sit back. I wouldn't sit back in a one lead in anyway. So we just keep going, we're doing, and keep at it. And hopefully we should have got the second and the third. So
The red card might have had a big impact as well.
I didn't actually see what happened. Like, I just seen our man was down the ground for something. I didn't actually know the after that they had him on the way past. I didn't see it myself because I was looking down the pitch, so I didn't really see. But this was a referee, so I'd like to. And I think, to be honest with you, they could have had an Orman sent off. They lifted his hand as well. And but sure, listen, that was their problem, not ours. So
the line in the end.
That was their problem, it's not ours. We go over the line. So
what's the plans now for next season?
I just told Charlie, now I'm retiring anyway. So that's 3 years now managing. I come in. I always wanted to get look after players and try and get them to want something. I felt there was a good bunch of lads there, and if you add a few players to it, so. No, I'm happy now with where we've got to and whatever. And a new pitch being built down and the development and all that. And hopefully I'll be ready in a year's time and all these younger players can come through. So, no, as far as me now, that's me managing.
You're
going
to bow out on a high note.
As Kilmacrenn manager, that's my last game for them at the minute.
Congratulations.